Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. Beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl Olanike OC in the house, and today on our Selfish Talk podcast, I want to talk about balance. Balance is very important in all aspects of our lives, but today I really want to talk about balance in the way that we talk about ourselves, okay? So I'm in Atlanta, I am making new friends slowly but surely. Your girl is making some friends here, okay? Because I just moved here about a year ago, and I'm really observant. I'm very, very aware as well. And I'm very aware of how people talk about themselves. Very, very aware of that. And I think that's just something naturally, that's just in my spirit, to be an observer. But sometimes I will notice that people talk really shitty about themselves. Like they will joke about themselves or they'll talk shitty about themselves before anybody else does. And I know sometimes there people are like, oh, well, sometimes people do that so that they make fun of themselves before other people do, because there's an expectation that other people will make fun of them, right? And when I think about that, you know I'm all about manifestation as well and our thoughts and our words, but it's like if you have the expectation that people are going to talk shit about you, or you want to make sure that you talk bad about yourself first before other people do, you're bringing that into your life, right? Because you're giving off that energy like that I expect people around me to talk shit about me or talk down at me. And that's not a good thing, right? And so when it comes to speaking down yourselves, I know that we have bad days. I completely understand that I have bad days myself. And some days I'm just like, oh, I'm just not feeling it today. And I'm honest with myself about that. And I think that is great. I think that's fabulous. But there has to be a balance of negative self-talk and positive self-talk. And when I'm talking about negative and positive, negative for me is anything that is no longer serving me. Positive for me are things that are beneficial for me. That's the way that I look at negative and positive. And so if you are always talking bad about yourself, or you're always constantly saying something negative about yourself, something that is not serving you in your life, and you're doing that almost every single day, then that is the energy that you are attracting, right? And sometimes people are like, oh, well, I don't want to say affirmations because I don't want to sound fake and I don't really believe them. And I'm going to let you know this. I think that in the beginning of saying affirmations, you probably will not believe them. And I'm very honest about that. But I would rather tell myself a lie about something good about myself than to constantly always be telling myself something bad. And that may be because I know how energy works here and I understand the power of my words, and I really want you to understand the power of your words, but you gotta balance that shit out. Like you cannot all the time talk bad about yourself, or let's say you're trying something new. You can't be like, oh my God, I don't get it. Oh my God, this and that. And oh my God, this and that. And you're doing it right now. Like how about we sit in some silence and we just do it? And we don't say anything out loud. We just sit and resonate in the moment and are open to learning, right? And so my thing is like we have to have balance with the negative and the positive. And so let's say, for example, on Monday just wasn't a good day for you and you just wasn't feeling it. You didn't want to say your affirmations. Totally get it. Cool. Maybe you talk bad about yourself or down on yourself. Totally get it. Cool. But on Tuesday, I'm going to have you say some affirmations. You're going to have to speak some positive vibes and things into your life, right? I mean, I don't know if we just don't get it and I'm going to make sure that you get it, but you have to speak positivity into your life. If your life is not going the way you want it to go, if it is not looking the way that you're like, this is not how I want my life to be, right? You have to understand that you are a co-creator in your life. Like you literally are the co-creator. And so your circumstances may not be the best circumstances, but that doesn't mean you do not have imagination and you do not have the power of your word. The power of your word is very important. And if you do not understand how important it is, I'm going to tell you how important it is. Again, you are the co-creator in your life. To change your circumstance, you're going to have to speak that shit into your life. Speak those blessings into your life. Speak that imagination into your life. Use your imagination and imagine better for yourself. Right now, we're talking about words, but your imagination is very powerful as well. So my thing is, it's just like, you know, if your life is not going right now and you are doing the same thing, and the same thing includes speaking negative about yourself, and you're doing that every single day. I mean, I just don't understand how you expect things to change. Because if you are not changing some type of habit that you are doing in your daily life, then I don't see how you expect change to happen in your life at all, period, point blank. So my thing is, I'm very, I don't know, I don't have the right word right now, but when it comes to being a victim, playing the victim and like, just being so, oh my God, woe is me, life sucks. Oh my God, I just do not like that. That really rubs me the wrong way. It really gets on my nerves. And the reason it gets on my nerves, Selfish Babe, is because I know that you can do better, literally. I know that you can do better. And I want better for you. And you have to be willing to change some of the things that you say about yourself. Like, you need to look into that mirror, you need to say your affirmations. And maybe you need to start with an affirmation that you're willing to believe. Like, for example, I always give this example, I've given this before. Let's say the affirmation is, I love myself, and you truly feel like you do not love yourself. I totally get it. That is cool. But you can always switch that affirmation to say, I am open to loving myself today. I am open to loving myself today. I am open to receiving my love today. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, that sounds more believable to you than say it, but at least it's positive than, damn, I look like this, and oh my God, my life is going this way, and oh my God, I hate my job, and this and that, and blah, 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 and I'm just like, bruh, rolls eyes into the back of my motherfucking head. Come on, people, let's cheer the fuck up. I am like the positive person. I really am. But oh, it like, come on, y'all. Let's just do better. We can do better. Like, I want you to do better. I want you to win. I want you to succeed. I want you to see your dreams come true. But you have to take an active part in your motherfucking life. You have to take an active part and responsibility in your fucking current reality. And yes, I curse a lot. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Because that's just how I express myself. But you have to be active in your life. Sometimes I feel like we're literally in a fucking car, right? The car is our fucking life. And I feel like a lot of times people have their car gear in autopilot. And they're just fucking going through life, going through the mundane, going through this, going through that. And there is literally no intention. There's no alertness in their life. And so you're gonna have to take your fucking car, your life, off of autopilot, and you don't have to put in motherfucking drive because you are the motherfucking co-creator. You are the creator of in your life. So you put that shit in drive and you are alert now because you actually have to fucking pay attention to the road. You have to pay attention to the signs. You have to pay attention to the light, right? Your twists and turns, there's gonna be blockages, right? You gotta be able to navigate that shit. But if you are a motherfucking autopilot, like, bruh, like, how do you expect anything to change? An obstacle comes in the way, boom, your car crashes. What? You know, like, we have to just take more responsibility. And I want you to take more responsibility. And this is why balance is so important. Yes, there are shitty days. I get it. I get it. I have those shitty days as well. Like I said, I don't feel it sometimes. But I always have to remember that there is balance. There is light and there is darkness. There is the sun and there is the moon. And that is for a reason. And I want you to live from a place of balance and not a place of just on one end of the spectrum, and that end of the spectrum being negativity. You can even live on one end of the spectrum and that be on positivity and that be totally fake and you not really be happy, right? Because that's a whole nother spectrum. We could talk about that another day. But there's a reason we have balance in our life. Balance serves a purpose. Darkness serves a purpose. The way you feel about yourself serves a purpose. Now it's how you navigate out of that feeling, right? Because your feelings are valid, right? The way you feel is completely normal. That is okay. It's not weird, but it's how we navigate that. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to navigate that better by speaking positivity into your life, speaking words and into your life that are beneficial for you. So I have three affirmations to say. So let's say your week is not going that well, and maybe you have been a lot more harder on yourself this week, and you want to work on this balance. Here's three affirmations you could say, okay? Number one is, my magic is so damn good. My magic is so damn good. Ooh, don't that feel sexy? I need you to say it with me. You gotta say sexy. Okay? My magic is so damn good. Ah, love it. Okay, the second one is, I am worthy of all the happiness, all the love, and all the pleasure in the world. I am worthy of all the happiness, all the love, and all the pleasure in the world. The third one is, I am my most beautiful when I am myself. Oh, I really love this one because it's about being authentic. I am my most beautiful when I am myself. I am my most beautiful when I am myself. So, selfish babe, this is just about balance. Stay balanced, please. Like, you can, because your words that you are talking over yourself, the ones that no longer serve you, those are prayers, right? And you know, you don't got to be religious to be a person that prayers, that does prayer. I am not religious, I'm more spiritual, right? And so when I think about affirmations, or even when I think about prayer, for me, a prayer is an affirmation over your life. So even the words that you simply speak about yourself, that's a prayer over your life. So if you're constantly praying over yourself in a way that is no longer serving you, you are bringing that different type of energy into your life. So just kind of keep that in mind. Like, when you speak, it's like a prayer. And so we got to balance the prayer out. I'm not going to say you're never going to, like, say that your day wasn't shitty or, you know, things aren't going your way. That's totally okay. But we got to balance that shit. It's about balance, okay? So I'm signing out of this selfish talk. I just really wanted to speak that out right now because, you know, that really pisses me off because I know you can do better and I know the woman around me can do better. So let's do better. So I'm going to sign off with this. Sometimes self-love is both telling yourself the truth and telling yourself the lie. It's all about your personal perspective on what is the truth and what is the lie. All right, beautiful. Have a great day. I love you. Mwah. Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at OlenikeOC. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.